Wow, I was not quick at all. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning into the Banff Podcast, our lunchtime demo, also being seen on the old, on the Sci-Fi Writers Play Old School D&D Twitch channel, I believe. Right, Walt? Right, Walt?
As soon as I get it set up, yes.
Okay. Today, well, hang on. Musical intro. Isn't that beautiful? Today, we are playing Walt's system. Supers revised, and we are playing Mask, which is, well, why don't you take this up for?
So Mask was a cartoon back in the late 80s, early 90s. It was kind of like around that time of Transformers and G.I. Joe. It was really kind of interesting for its time, and the animation rocked for its time. It had that Japanese style animation, but at the same time, it was really interesting. It was about a group of agents that could put on this specialized gear and change their vehicle configurations to suit the missions. And the gear had special properties that allowed them to do all sorts of crazy stuff. So yeah, it was really wild, like back for its time.
Sweet, sweet. And we're playing it today with your published system, Supers Revised. And
yes.
I'm playing a guy named Murphy who drives a van that may or may not closely resemble the van from the A-Team. And
we don't judge.
Yep, Dale, a.k.a. Reese, a.k.a. Fling. Tell us about your character.
I don't know much about him. I'm kind of new to this whole system and the show itself, but from his picture, he's tall, slim, wide across the shoulders, and never takes his helmet off, so no one really knows what he looks like. But he looks like a fairly athletic and fast-moving kind of guy named Reese.
Groovy.
And Jason.
Yeah, I'm playing Cameron. He's a wheelman, and he drives a 70s-ish Firebird. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. I guess I should make clear I'm playing a tank for what that's worth. Jacob, tell us about you.
Today, I will be playing Nelson. His character archetype is the Prowler. His call sign is Sneaker. So generally, the character is a stealth and intelligence gathering. Nelson drives a high mobility van. And as Sneaker, the alternate mode is a stealth pursuit car.
Cool, cool.
That looks like the Ford Mustang.
Oh, look at you. I forgot to mention my vehicle is a 1968 fastback hopped-up Ford Mustang.
Wow, that's pretty nice.
Because that's what Steve drove in that movie, eh? And it's great.
What is, Gone in 60 Seconds, what do you call it? His unicorn?
His unicorn, yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's a movie I haven't seen in ages. I have to give that one a watch.
It didn't age well.
No, and neither am I, so we're well-suited.
Well-suited. All right, so Murphy, Yeah, there it is. There it is. In your role as the CEO of... Basic Mobility Enterprises. You are just leaving a boardroom full of executives for your latest report on income and earnings, as well as you guys are trying to plan the company Christmas party, which never goes as planned because you're never there. You always set it up, but there's always an excuse. I wonder how that happens. In doing so, you're... you know, you get back to your office and you can see that the little light, blinky light on kind of like your pickup, very stylish phone. You got three lights. One is green, one is yellow, one is red, and the red one is blinking. And you know that that might be something relatively important.
Now, just so I'm clear in my head, are we back in the mid 80s?
No, this is modern times, maybe okay, even cool. A little ahead.
All right, cool. I was hoping I had a phone that was like this big, but if I don't, that's
fine. If you all want, right. you can totally yeah drive something that big. Captain Kilgosha wants to know if anybody's driving an AMC Gremlin.
As revolutionary as that car was.
I used to own one.
Did you really?
It was an AMC Champ, which was very, very close.
Nice.
My grandmother had a Gremlin. I have fond memories of being on that as a kid.
Did you make all sorts of Gremlin noises?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the red light on my phone is beeping now. I wonder what that could mean. So I pick it up, I tap the appropriate button, and I say, hello, Murphy Van Guy, CEO, apparently. How can I help you?
This is Nelson, and you know Nelson immediately as the main AI of the Basic Action Mission Force, or excuse me, Ballistic Action Mission Force. The organization that you've put together to kind of stall corporate espionage and terrorism across the planet.
Nelson, you son of a bitch, I'm in.
he says, I knew you'd say that, sir. And he says, and like as he says that, the windows kind of like shade over. So like, you know, nobody could see in from the outside. Your employees can't really see what's going on. And then the you know, mass cartoon music starts playing. And
what does that sound like? Let me dig that up. Hang on. You can keep going.
It says, for this mission, we have a down satellite that has been taking samples from a strange meteor shower that has been going across the horizon of the Earth. As these minerals could contain very, very lucrative products. There it is. They have like a whole thing of just like the intro music where it's like playing. Mm-hmm. You didn't hit the sound though.
Oh shit! Okay.
It looks good though.
It looks really good.
So the audio button. All right. So, I understand.
It says the satellite was containing very lucrative materials, which could, of course, you know. There it is. And then it's. Yeah, and that's all you guys sitting there because, you know, everybody wears sunglasses inside.
When you're cool, the sun shines on you 24 hours a day.
All right. So, Niall says. The satellite was had a mysterious decay in orbit and then landed somewhere in the Badlands. We need you to go recover that so that it doesn't fall into the hands of Phantom, the mysterious corporate terrorist organization bent on ruling the world and displacing Walmart. So what do you... Do you start bringing up a roster of things to?
It's time to get the band together. So I start making calls. And say,
all right,
hey,
so
Reese.
you get that organ music playing, yeah. And you contact Reese. What is Reese doing when he gets the call?
He's in the hot tub with a couple of babes and some martinis. Murphy, great to hear from you, buddy. What's cooking?
Reese, there's a mission.
A mission? Mm-hmm. Holy cow, Batman! Where do we meet? I'm in. I'll be right there.
I'll see you at the Denny's over by Highway 287.
Awesome. I'm warming up the tang as we speak. See you soon.
All right.
Now, question: when you run out of that hot tub, towel or no towel?
No towel.
Right on.
It's not like the Goyles ain't seen it before, right?
Mike, who do you call next?
I very discreetly call Cameron off screen during commercial break so as not to interrupt the flow of the game. And then once the commercial is done and we all have a hankering for Capri Sun, let's say, I will call Jacob Blackman, a.k.a. Sneaker, and say, Sneaker, it's on.
What's on? as he's trying to listen to the tumblers. On a safe that he's breaking into for the police.
Meteor shower, Phantom, up to no good. We got to go to the Badlands and stop them.
All right, give me 2 more seconds and I'll be ready to go. Ah, there you are.
That's our
and a viewer, Sparky, says he's wearing shades at Home Depot, as a matter of fact, proving my earlier point about when you are cool, the sun does shine on you 24 hours a day. So thanks for backing me up there, Sparky. I appreciate it. All right. Go ahead.
It's like the sun rises and shines wherever we go.
It's true.
Exactly. So we're making our secret headquarters, which is cleverly disguised as a Denny's.
As a Denny's on 287.
Yeah, we're just meeting in a special back room no one else has access to.
All right, so you guys all enter the broom closet, one at a time. And, of course, you got that one cook who's flipping burgers, and he's just like, shrugs and keeps doing his duty and, tasting as he goes. What's that?
I was just going to say, honestly, Murphy, we need a bigger place to meet, because it's hard to, juggle this cheeseburger and this shake, It's like, geez.
So as you guys cram into the closet, the closet descends, spreads away to give you guys a little more room. You get into a big conference table, and, Niles, the AI, welcomes everybody and, pops up an image of the satellite. And it says, "This satellite was collecting samples of a meteor shower that was passing by high Earth orbit. The once collected, the satellite started decaying in its orbit and landed in the Badlands. We think Phantom has something to do with this, and we are dispatching you to that location to recover the satellite."
"Phantom? That can't be good."
He says, "Definitely not, sir. Especially," and then, there's like a brief brief interruption, we'll be right back, and then there's the Capri Sun commercial. right after the Capri Sun commercial comes up, and a small advertisement for a ballistic action mission force toys. It goes back and it says, "Now we return you to our regularly scheduled program." And then it says, "Shall I fire things up, gentlemen?"
Niles, you're sure like the satellite didn't just like sample something radioactive and go wacky?
Not to our knowledge, sir. Not to our knowledge. Mm-hmm. Whoops.
So much for firing things up.
Sorry.
Next time, Niles got an upgrade.
Yep. So a rotary kind of like almost like a mobile type deal descends from the ceiling. And extends its there's the Denny's on 287 and extend these fingers. At the end of each rotary arm is a strange looking helmet that will cover your head. There's the 1980s inspirational organ music that starts playing or synthesizer music that starts playing as the central arm starts humming with power. It shoots a beam into each one, powering each one up. And then it extends the arm and hands you each your helmets.
Is there like a snap hiss, like Vader's helmet going on?
Absolutely. Yeah, there it is.
Hissing of exotic gases. Oh, I like the looks of it, though.
Yeah, no, nice.
And look, we're willing to put those on our heads.
Yeah.
I didn't want to distract with the terrible 80s music, but gotcha. Just the visual for the helmet.
So what do you call it? You grab the helmet and put it on for your completing your reflex actuated interdiction line or your rail system, which is the complex armor you wear that gives you almost superhuman abilities. The thing kind of faintly glows for a second, and then the glow dissipates. All the systems start firing up. You can see a heads-up display coming on, and each of you have your own personal AI, which you are more than welcome to play. Or I can do it. Like for example, Murphy's AI is for his rail is call sign Mace. And then we got, let's see.
So Fling is the name of my AI.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. That's the name of the AI that operates your rail. Okay. So, everything powers up and then, your chairs descend into the floor. dropping you each into your own personal vehicle bay for your robotic intervention gear, or the vehicle that you'll be piloting today. I assume everybody gets in and powers on.
Oh yeah,
easily.
There's that crazy, crazy hum. Everybody's talking about the 1980s commercials that used to be played in between the commercials on these crazy cartoons. They're talking about Kick Cereal and Yoo-Hoo.
I'm surprised the Yoo-Hoo commercial hasn't popped up.
Right. So you guys rev up, and somewhere in the desert sands, past the there we go. Past the Capri Sun, yeah.
Wow.
Somewhere
that's
in the
just like us,
right?
Cooling Man shows up.
In the desert, yeah. Past the Denny's, a huge vehicle door opens in a mesa, and you guys come screaming out, engines revving, dust being kicked up, and you guys are on your way. So let's see. I'm going to go to here, and
I think Cameron's the only one who can give me a run for my money, and he's going to beat me. But everyone else is driving a van. What's that?
I thought Jacob had another Mustang.
Yeah, Jacob has like a supercar.
I have a Ford Mustang.
Well, why did I think that you were driving a van? Because I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, keep going.
All right, so you guys head out. And enter the Badlands. It takes a little while to get there, but with your special vehicle capabilities, you're there in no time, and then, reconfigure back into regular vehicle mode. Let's see. Mike, if you like, you can share my screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you guys are into the Badlands. You know that the cave over here is somewhere over there, and you guys have to negotiate your way through the Badlands. Let's see. We don't need him or him. All right. So what do you guys do? Where do you guys go?
Hey, boss, you want me to scout ahead?
Yes, please.
That is what Nelson intends to do. He intends to scout ahead. He's going to deploy. He's going to alter into stealth car mode and deploy his drones so he can get a sky view of what would expect of the area.
All right. So Jacob's character did not get the American commercials in Canada. Canadian House Hippo commercials. This is like daring Mike to look stuff up.
Is this a real, are you messing with me, Sean? Is this a real thing? I'm going to Google House Hippo, and it's like some horrible eye bleach that I can never unsee. I'm searching it. Sorry. Go ahead. Jacob is scouting ahead.
So as you're scouting ahead, panels on the vehicle open up and then flip into place, making the car more sleek and dynamic. Your tires almost overinflate and become knobby to negotiate the terrain a little more. The hit guard that you have on the front of your police cruiser, wraps around the side, and you see like all of these little hexes. Oh my God. There's a tiny little hippo. These tiny little hexes appear over the armor. As the hexes like kind of glow in an outline, there's a quick shimmer and you fade from sight, becoming almost predator in appearance. But like even though you're moving at a rapid pace, the vehicle's not really leaving a dust trail. It's barely imperceptible.
All right. So was that supposed to happen, or did we just lose Sneaker?
No, I have a stealth. I have a stealth car. It goes invisible.
Okay. Cool. I am less worried then. That's cool.
So Cameron will jump a sand dune like Smokey the Bandit style, and then go to the fighter mode.
All right. So
fighter.
Yep, you see Cameron jump a berm. The wheels extend and then fold inward as the doors drop almost horizontally toward the floor, opening the cabin. They extend wings out to the side. The back where the brake lights are, flip up, and these two huge engine ports come out. There's an explosion from behind this thing, and you take off into the atmosphere.
All right.
Well, if we're all going in alt modes, then I will go ahead and hit the bright red switch right above the CD player. And my
the CD player. You sure it's not a tape deck?
I was gonna say 8-track, but that seemed almost too retro. And
that would be very retro.
Looks like my alt vehicle mode is actually a tank. So
yep. So the back of yours opens up, and you see like a twin turret pop up out of the top. As you're driving, there's a visible ka-thunk. Your whole seat retracts toward the back of the vehicle. As the thing is shifting into plates, you feel the terrain, which is very bumpy, become very smooth as the wheels sink back into the frame and are replaced by tank treads. You come up on the top, sitting behind the turret, riding almost like a vehicle commander in a modern day tank, negotiating the landscape.
All right, cool. And I got Kenny Loggins playing while that happens.
The danger zone. All right. So as you guys are going, Jacob, you managed to spot several sensors and what look like sensor towers along different peaks around here. So you got right as you're entering in this little ravine right here, this cut through. There's multiple sensors that will give away anybody who drives through them, other than you in your special vehicular mode. And they also have small towers with what look like cameras. Luckily, your drones are flying above them, as is Cameron, the wheelman.
Okay. He will have the AI sneaker ping each of the towers and send their information back to the rest of the team so they know to avoid them.
All right. And what do you guys do? Do you continue or do you find an alternate route? Because, like, Jacob, you can go there. You know that you're with your special vehicle invisibility, yours won't trip it. But if they pass through there, they're going to trip it.
He continues on knowing that he can get through there quickly. And he's going to have the other drones look for an alternate route that the sensors might not be showing.
All right, and you guys travel along the alternate route?
Yeah. I would prefer not to trip the alarm. So yeah, that'd be great.
All right,
I'll swim the surface, trying to avoid the alarms.
All right, so you're skimming the surface. We're going to put a blue dot on you to indicate that you are flying above everything. All right, you get to about here, and then Jacob kind of joins you guys, and you know that the cave that you need to get into is right over here, right? So you look outside, and you can see several phantom personnel. They're kind of dressed like modern-day private military contractors. They got, like, khaki fatigue pants on the bottom. They got, like, a polo shirt with some, like, weird plate carrier armor. And then in true mask fashion, they have a full, like, helmet, keeping things cool in the Badlands air. Do you guys approach in vehicles, or do you sneak up on foot?
All right, help me out here. Where exactly are we seeing them? Are they close to the cave entrance?
So they're right here. Is the cave entrance?
Hey guys, quick team meeting over the comm link.
yeah, boss.
I'm all about opening fire from a distance and just raining down death and fury on these losers. But
I don't think that'd be wise. We want to recover the satellite. We want to get in there and make sure we don't damage it.
That's why I keep you around, Sneaker. You keep me in check. I like that. All right, so I guess we dismount and pull sidearms and sneak in. Is that the drill?
All right. You guys start maneuvering through the canyon. It's pretty easy terrain in your rail systems, so that that specialized armor you guys are wearing. And of course, each of your AIs is pointing out rough spots to avoid, or advice to kind of negotiate them in special, so that you don't have to mess with what's going on. What do you guys do when you get beside the cave entrance?
Well, according to my helmet, I have a stealth wave that is shareable.
It is.
So I'm going to utilize it to make as many of us invisible as I can.
As long as they're within a certain radius, like
It is invisible four dice with shareable two dice.
All right. So as long as they're within a couple of squares of you, they're cool. And then just go ahead and roll that 4D so I know what I have to roll against. So roll the 4D. You get to keep all four.
Anything four or up?
In total.
Oh, okay. So it's 12, 17, 19.
19. Okay. Oh, God. All right. So the visor on your mask kind of like glows a little bit. There's a really cheesy 1980s mask slash Superhero 6 kind of like flash that comes out of this thing. And everybody around you turns invisible.
Oh, I like it.
All right, do you guys start moving forward?
Yeah.
All right, you get within 10 meters of these guys, or 5 meters, excuse me, of these guys, you know, because you guys are so futuristic, and, you know, we have a Canadian on the board. We're using metric.
I have intrusion.
All right. You guys get really close to these guys, and they don't see you. And they're talking about the fact that they're very upset that they got Oscar Mayer and Capri Sun for lunches again today. And they are complaining about the food. They've been here for about 8 hours, and it looks like they're from the sound of things, it's like one of them is very much, I just don't understand why we have to stand here. We got all the security systems. Why can't I just go in there and enjoy my stupid juice box? And the other guy is like, nobody pays you for your opinion. And as this goes back and forth, you kind of get the gist that they're in a hurry. And these guys were just put out here as like a failsafe in the event that something gets hacked.
Gotcha. Hey, Walt, I've got a pulse wave weapon. Looks like this is a area effect stun. Am I reading that correctly?
That is correct.
Can I possibly use that and knock out all these dudes?
I think that's a great idea. Go ahead and roll 4D and tell me what you get.
6, 10, 13.
Oh, that's 1 plus. All right, so in supers, right, it's my dice versus your dice.
Yeah.
But a lot of the guys you're facing right now are mooks. So the dice are handled pretty much the same, but instead of each character getting his own dice, they roll as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Just gives rolling against mooks makes it a little faster so that you can get to the big bads a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
With your roll, you got, and what I rolled, my defense against your stuff gives you basically a success and a raise on that success.
Mm-hmm.
So for every 6 points, you get a raise. Mm-hmm. You beat me by 6. So you do enough damage to knock them both out. So this thing on your helmet glows.
Mm-hmm.
You fire it at the ground, and it's like when you fire off like a big firework or something like that. There's no noise, but it sends a pulse wave across the ground, displacing the dust. And they're just like, what the? And then they're down.
All right.
We should call them Cyclops from now on.
What do you guys do?
I would like to tie these guys up and then get back in our vehicles and drive inside. What do you guys think?
I'm with that.
Is the cave big enough we can drive inside?
Yes, but you're going to have to go single file.
Mm. All right.
Does anybody want to scan or pull reconnaissance first before you go in?
Yeah, I'll scan.
All right, you guys, let's see. You have Cameron, so you're you have multispectral vision, and then of course you have Jacob, which is Sneaker, with his ability to go invisible and stuff like that. He can also do some craziness. So what are you guys going to do?
I think the two of us would be great for scanning, because between myself and I believe we both have multispectral vision. We should be good to scout this out.
All right. Are you actually going? Yes. Oh,
sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if he was actually going in the cave.
I'll go into the cave alongside Jacob. I've got a 23 for scan.
Oh, yeah. So you can see there's like glow sticks or chem lights throughout, kind of like highlighting the width of the cave. But once you bring the multi-spectrum scanning on, let's see, we're going to go here like so.
You're going to see all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah. I go here. Mike, if you like, you can share my screen. All right. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so this is the cave opening where you guys are. And it's just a big, wide cavern that at one point looks like it might have had some brick structures in it. And down on this side, you guys should actually be down here. All right. So, but down on the other side, further into the cave, you can see a gaggle of people over here. And right about where this well is, you can see the satellite.
All right.
But there is personnel all over the place. In some of these downed buildings, they have like tables set up with command tents and all sorts of scanning equipment, lab equipment. It looks crazy.
Hey, boss, we have eyes on the satellite, just letting you know. But we also got a full science team down here that looks like Phantom is going all out on this.
How many hostiles?
You think maybe 4 to 10 as far as like the guards, the Phantom personnel?
At a guess, maybe as many as a dozen.
Okay. And then lab techs, there's significantly more lab techs. But as you look deeper into the cave, there's these what look like Ed 209s, almost like the big robots from RoboCop.
Ooh. Oh, nasty.
And combat drones.
All right, so combat bots, Phantom guards, and lab geeks. Is that a fair summary of who we got in this cave?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So, go ahead.
I would like to move off to the right. I think I saw some low walls of rubble. Yes. I seem to be well-armed, including with a rifle, so I'd like to take up kind of an overwatch position to watch the satellite and the gaggle of people beyond it, just to make sure I have a preliminary beat on anyone who might suddenly notice and want to rush us.
All right. That works. What is everybody else doing?
Well, guys, let me ask your advice. My inclination is to go back, get in my tank, drive it in here.
I think that's a great idea.
Considering how well armed they are, I think the vehicles will help immensely.
All right, cool. That's my plan. Do you, anyone else want to stay in here with Fling and take up weapons positions, or you guys want to come with me? What do you want to do?
Cameron will take up a spot like behind one of the building, kind of use the corner to kind of look around. Around the corner.
Cool.
Once I get established, I will contact Fling and have him drive the car quietly and rather slowly, but not creepy, up to the entrance of the cave so that he'll be ready to help us out when we need it.
All right, so you send the AIs to bring the vehicles to you?
I forgot. We can do that.
Yes.
I have no idea. I'm just making all kinds of assumptions here.
I should really read the manual of the super vehicles.
While you guys were pushing big red buttons and jumping all over the place, I couldn't find anything to play music or any button to push, so I just had to put the pedal to the metal and follow along. So this is what my car can do.
All right, cool. Then I will hang out with the other guys in the cave and as we direct our vehicles to drive in. Can our vehicles attack remotely, or do we have to be inside them?
Oh, you can allow the AIs to force them or to have them attack remotely.
Yeah, nice.
All right, perfect. So
if that's the case, then I'll set up with my sniper rifle.
All right, so let me just transfer.
That's a great image in my head of this pack of cars like going about 5 miles an hour slowly forward into the cave with all of us hunkered down with weapons, using the cars and vehicles as cover and totally overwhelming these guys because they have no idea what's going on. The cars are like they're alive.
All right, so you guys spread out throughout the end credits.
Oh, yeah. I love that pop-out grill. That's a great
one. Oh, God, yeah. This was actually the second season when because the
Transformers and stuff, Walt.
What's that?
Does this predate Transformers?
Same time.
It's the same time.
Same time. Okay. So, right there, so they might have been competitors.
Yeah, that was the leader, Tracker. He had that flying car, and then in the second season, he actually had the big rig.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So.
1985. Yikes.
Right. I shared my screen, Mike. All right. So you guys are spread out, kind of hidden here where you found like no enemy personnel. Mm-hmm. You can see a gaggle of the scientists kind of like moving around and stuff like that. And then a couple of security elements in the cave. On the outskirts of the cave, over by the main gaggle of scientists, you have the. The big drones, but they're stationary. They're not doing anything. So you drive your cars in.
Okay. Yes.
Yep.
Sure.
All right. So we're gonna go like so. Like so.
We have
right,
smart so, cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully they're not too smart, like those little boxy things that run, like D cell batteries.
The kind of looking like from here, they all look like smart cars.
Well, I mean, yay. I can elongate them to one space, and then look like that.
There we go.
Well, that's kind of more what I had in mind, but right. We'll do it your way, Walter.
Well, yeah, then they wouldn't fit in the little squares. So, Murphy, your tank is going up first. Is it still is it still transformed, or did you guys go back to regular vehicle modes?
I wanted to be in tank mode rolling in here so I could start shooting at the robots.
All right. So are you doing that thing where you're driving at like 5 miles an hour?
I am driving at the fastest appropriate and safe speed there would be for going into a cave.
All right. So as you guys are entering the what do you call it? Or as your vehicles are entering, the guards kind of walk up and are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like as if to say like, hey, you guys can't come in here like this. And one of you got a guy in armor that looks very similar to yours. His looks almost like a business suit with like a plate carrier over it. He's got like those like commandant braids over the epaulets of one shoulder and like a big giant goofy helmet. And he's like, "You fools! Those people aren't with us. Shoot them!"
Man. Oh, I think I know where my first bullet's going.
Yeah, he does like one of those like Cobra Commanders. He's like, "Shoot them!" Points towards you guys. Bah, bah, bah. And that's when the synthesizer music starts.
Elon Musk, we meet again.
Do you want to roll for individual initiative or group initiative?
What do you guys say?
Group's probably faster.
Yeah, all right.
Got 20 minutes left, so
roll a d6. Tell me what you get.
All right. Somebody else roll. Anybody else roll.
I got a one if that's good.
All right, so Cameron got a four. Sure. All right, so we'll go right in order of the screen. Mike, you're first. What's all Murphy right. doing?
Well, I'd like the tank to target and shoot at the...
who was that? Because that was awesome.
that's my notification sound on my phone.
That's awesome, right. dude.
I like to shoot the nearest battle bot. I don't see one on the map.
But right. So there's one right here?
Yep. Let's target and shoot him. That's
and then there's one behind the wall right here.
Okay. Let's get the guy who's unobstructed first. And that's right. five dice.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So 12, 13, 19.
All right, so the thing kind of like acts like almost like an AA gun where the barrels alternate and just start pounding on this thing. Like big, heavy 30-millimeter Gauss rounds. Like these things are nasty. You see them chew up the terrain and kind of like blast huge. There's a lot of co-productions. Oh, well, they must be talking about the Big League Chew bubblegum in the chat. Sinokin wants to know who's packing the Big League Chew today.
Oh, is that a metaphor for something?
A Big League Chew?
Big League Chew is a gum that came shredded, like shredded tobacco, so that kids could
learn how to smoke.
Have shredded tobacco in their hand, but it would be gum instead of something bad that they weren't like supposed
tobacco
to have.
Tobacco training wheels.
Yeah. Like the candy cigarettes and all that other
Yeah, crap. Yeah, that was all yeah. during that time.
I was the candy cigarette generation. We jumped straight to smoking them instead of chewing them.
You smoked the candy cigarettes? How'd that feel?
I did. Yeah, that's why I speak with such a deep voice today.
All right, so you guys, Murphy's tank levels a bevy of rounds into, and it kind of like skips kicking up dirt from the ground. Right as the kid during the commercial break knocks one out to left field, you hear a bing as one of the rounds strikes the drone, forcing it back a step. That brings us to Fling or Dale.
I'm going to take a bead on Mr. Big Head, giving the commands, and have a pop at him with my rifle. Now, right. Walt, you need to explain to me. I've got a second specialization on my rifle and couldn't find a real good reference for that, for what that might mean.
All right. So this is based off of the search and destroy rule set that accompanies okay. Supers. Okay. It kind of brings things down to like agency level. So if you can think Bourne, Bauer, or Bond. That's kind of like where this goes. So
okay, excellent.
Yeah, let me pull up your character real quick.
I've got 4D on the rifle.
All right,
4D specialization on the rifle.
All right, so you're gonna roll 4D, and you're gonna right. keep
you're the gonna top keep three, three, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, nice, 16.
All right, and that's on the three dice.
That's on the three dice. Yep.
Nice.
Two fives and a six.
All right. He is going to defend. All right. So as you put this thing on top of a wall, kind of brace it against your shoulder, and then with the barest of trigger squeezes, you touch off a round.
Piff.
It's got like this heavy like ping. Kind of feel when it goes off. So you guys are kind of using like M18 adapted pistols. So this is if you've ever seen one of these, it looks kind of like a regular pistol, but with a modular attachment system, you can add like a stock and whatnot. So you put that against your shoulder, fire off. It hits him, but as it does, there's a shimmer, almost like the hexes that formed across. Jacob's car when it went invisible.
Right.
It spreads across his shoulder and face but knocks him into the dirt. And he's like, fools, fire back, fire back. Cameron.
All right, Cameron is going to take a shot at one of the lackeys around the officer.
Okay.
let's see, with his MK18. A 10. Roll 10.
10?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what he does. And who are you shooting? Wait, are you shooting him or are you shooting one of his lackeys?
One of the lackeys. Yeah.
All right. All right. So you shoulder this thing, get a trigger squeeze. One of the guys is aiming at Reese for shooting his commander. You ventilate the side of his helmet. He whirls around, and as he's dying, he's like, "This shouldn't be on a kid's show." And he hits, and he hits the deck.
At least it wasn't like monetized in some way. Like, if only I'd been chewing Big Red.
The Big Chew would have prevented this.
Yep. Oh my God. That brings us to Jacob.
Okay. Nelson is going to have Sneaker bring the car around so where it opened the door and he wants to roll inside because he's all like athletic and nimble like that.
Gotcha.
Then he wants to drive the car around to where the satellite is and try to grab it and put it in the car.
Nice.
Give her.
All right. Let's see. Go there. Mike, there's a map if you want. There we go. All right. So you're driving right here to try and get to the satellite?
Yes.
All right. Make that a little bit bigger of a car. All right. So give me a driving roll to kind of maneuver around the space because it's really tight in here.
Okay. I am not afraid to body check bad guys. That's a 14.
Nice. All right. So there are several bad guys in the way. I'm assuming you are doing like a Tokyo Drift?
Yes.
All right.
I like it.
Let's see. Hold on a sec. We're going to do this, that. We're going to go like so. And then, I didn't want that. I was going to try and draw skid marks. Oh, well, I failed. All right. So.
Nice try, though.
Yeah, it was a thing. All right, so you body check these two guys, slapping them into the tarp, and they go through the wall into the technician who's jumping to his feet. These guys dodge out of the way, the droid that's kind of waiting for everything is behind that wall out of the way. And you said you're scooping up the satellite?
I'm going to scoop up the satellite and get it in the car.
All right. Give me a reflex roll, a reaction roll.
Terribly. 6.
A 6? All right. You needed at least a 9 in order to get that thing. So, you know, you grab onto a piece of it and get like a part of it, almost like a processor. Because the thing's partially disassembled,
yeah.
Right? But you missed the main core that had the samples in it. Are you going to stay around to try and like circle and try and get it on the back end, or are you going to try and drive off to the safety of your friends?
No, he's gonna stay there. He's gonna call for cover.
All right. The drone right here opens up on you. Let's see. So, I'm going to roll my dice and give you a number. And then you're going to decide how you're going to defend against it. If it's okay. Reasonable enough to where it makes sense, then you can roll that number, whatever it is. The best example of using like asymmetrical dice rolls is Reed Richards versus the Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
The Hulk uses his strength because that's what the Hulk does. In order to defend the Hulk throwing a fire hydrant at Reed Richards, instead of using his stretching, which he wants to use later in the round, he uses his intellect to calculate the trajectory on the fly, mm-hmm. and he uses his science skills to actually dodge out of the way.
Okay.
So you can do stuff like anything. If you can justify it.
I'm going to use my phase beam to cause the shells that are coming at me to go to phase out.
Oh, nice.
After they pass through me, they then, you know, are out of the beam, and I am safe.
All right, so he gets a 12, or that drone gets a 12.
Well, I get a lot more than that.
What'd you get?
I got a 20.
Damn. All right. So basically, you can decide when these rounds go become solidified again, mm-hmm. Or if they do at all, because you got more than a success.
Based on the path, can they hit the other drone?
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And it's going to apply damage. So we'll zoom in a little bit, right? So as we look at this cacophony of mayhem you have going on, right? You have another masked operative over here who kind of like ran from behind the drone. This thing opens up and just starts trying to vent you on the way by. You kind of look and hit the pulse beam that brings everything desolidified. The rounds pass through you in this like ghostly effect that kind of makes your skin crawl, because you know that if it wasn't a 30 millimeter round is almost like 3 to 4 inches long, just the bullet. That's not including the shell.
Big bullet, man.
Yeah. So those things pass through you, become solidified on the other side, and rake this thing into pieces. These two dive out of the way as this thing's magazine explodes after you knock it back into the wall. All right, that brings them to that one. Now can't attack.
Can't touch these good books.
The guy who's on the ground, the commander guy you knocked down, he activates his mask. And you see him, like, he's got like this, like, almost like this Legion of Merit thing, kind of like big badge on the side holding all the ropes up. He taps that. The beam shoots all the way across the cavern, and he reappears right here. All right. And did we want to hold it off till next time, Mike, to finish this off?
Well, unless we can finish the combat in 4 minutes, it's probably best to be continued.
Nice. Nice. So what do you guys think so far?
I'm digging it.
I'm digging it.
To me.
My car's got all kinds of things that I don't understand what it means. So I guess you and I'll have to get into that in the coming week.
Yes.
But other than that, yeah, everything's pretty straightforward. And I can't wait for more action.
And we'll catch this up next week.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Thanks to our people who commented either here or on Twitch. And we will catch you next Monday on the Banff demo test drive thing. So, here is the official musical outro. And we'll catch you next time.
Man, it never goes long enough.
It never goes.